You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we're glad you are, and it's our job to make you glad that you are as well. Romy, that's quite a collection of resources and materials you've got spread at your workstation there, buddy. What you got?
Well, I usually have a lot more than I end up covering in a broadcast. Time
yeah,
flies.
That's true.
But first off, Tucson wins the mayor's challenge for second, the mayor's water challenge for a second year in a row. They're named among five other national winners in the 8th annual Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation. So they've always been a very proactive community. They get a little bit more rain than other lower parts of the desert, like Maricopa County, and they're rain harvesting and their gray water systems. They've been ahead of the state for that for a long time, and they get a little recognition for it here.
Well, good for them, and they have been very innovative in the way they've done that. But think about it, Romy. If you lived in a city that got a good supply of its water supply downstream from Phoenix.
Like New Orleans.
like New Orleans, downstream from everybody. I mean, when you're living downstream, you're more conscious. More conscious what could be in the water.
You're the final repurposer of that water.
You are the final repurposer. That's exactly right. Oh, man. Well, congratulations, Tucson. Well, let's hear a round of applause for you.
Ongoing debate on whether or not to incorporate New River Desert Hills area. A lot of locals say keep it an unincorporated Maricopa town, and a lot of them say, well, if we do that, we're going to be at risk of being annexed by Phoenix or somebody else, and then we're really going to be in trouble. Do you know what it takes to become an incorporated town?
Boy, I really don't.
It's quite a process. There's a lot of work involved. You first need to get signatures from 10% of the registered voters in that area.
Okay.
And that's just to get on the ballot, to be voted on.
Well, that'll never happen in New River.
And then once it's voted on, if it passes, well, then your neighboring cities within a six-mile radius vote whether or not to approve your decision to be annexed, which was I didn't know. So for New River, that would mean Scottsdale, Phoenix, Cave Creek, and Carefree, and Peoria would be the towns that would then have to vote whether or not to let Desert Hills New River Incorporate.
They bid on you.
Yeah. And then it goes to the County Board of Supervisors
if the other cities approve it.
So you've got a very long process to becoming incorporated.
Well, I should know more of that, Romy, because I've watched Scottsdale annex and annex and annex and annex. I just never really knew what was involved.
Well, this is incorporating. This isn't how to annex
to get it going from the start.
So that's my next research project for myself is, okay, now what does the city have to do to annex that land if they want it? Because we're constantly in the unincorporated town of Maricopa. You know, some people want Wickenburg to annex
Maricopa?
Us. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But Maricopa just took great offense to that. We're incorporated.
Right.
Hey.
The unincorporated Maricopa County town of Whitman.
Oh, yes.
Constantly trying to keep Surprise and Buckeye from annexing
at bay.
Us. And some of them are begging Wickenburg to so that, you know, Buckeye and Surprise couldn't do that. Wickenburg really has no interest. When you look at the geographical layout, there really is only one road in and out, and that's 60 unless you go over the Vulture Peak and there's nothing that cuts through through Whispering Ranch.
Yeah.
Although they do have a huge development planned out there that's Jerry Colangelo's actually on that development. We're talking massive development. And it's
south of Wickenburg.
South of Wickenburg. So from that Vulture Mine Road that would take you from Wickenburg down to 10 on the Hacienda.
That's a long road. That's a long dirt road.
And hundreds of thousands of homes that they have planned out there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty scary when you look at it.
California West.
Yeah. In the sense of, you know, we moved out here to be in an unincorporated, smaller town. But, I mean, it's just, what do you do? It's not a new feeling. I mean, every person that moves out here and gets their space suddenly becomes like, every new home that comes up, they feel encroached on.
Well, in your research to incorporate, I'd like to know what the incorporator argument, why is it beneficial for the homeowner? What would be better incorporated than not? Faster first responder time, probably local police and fire. But I would wager to bet that the biggest motivator to incorporating is to set up a town hall.
Well,
and run for mayor, and you know what for?
And the organizer of this New River Desert Hills Incorporation Committee, their motivation is they think they'll be able to control development to keep from builders out from making these massive communities in their backyard, and that they wouldn't be annexed by another city and then have to pay Scottsdale or Phoenix or Peoria. But other local residents say, well, all that's going to do is create another city, and we're going to have to pay those city taxes, and they're going to go up anyway. So, interesting process to home ownership here in Arizona. And, we're here to help you make the best out of your home, no matter what community you're in, and also be educated with the state and how things work in our beloved Arizona.